ဟောရတဲ့တင်တဲ့ကြည်နာတတိယတရားနဲ့တတုံးကြည်ဩဇာကြည်ဝစီရစီဟောကြည်တဲ့ဂျေဒီသဗ္ဗာခေကိဩဇာတိပိဩဇာစီတကတော်ရှိဝတိတင်းပြီးပါလေတန်တတိကြည်နဲ့တုံးကြည်ဩဇာကြည်ဝတဲ့နာငမပိဩဇာကိုထုတ်တင်ကြီးကိုမာတဝဂျေလူတင်ကကိုဝိဝါယင်သူတုံးကြည်ဩဇာကြည်ဝတဲ့မာတဝဂျေလူသမ္ပရိကြေဝခြင်းသင်ကျင့်ရင်ရှင်နာစီတွေ့ကုန်င်းသမ္ယဝတ္တတင်ခရုရမုချစောစတိတင်နာသုံးကြည့်ဟောစရထောင်မရိချရသိပေယောစကြီးဤရှိကြီးယွံပရိကြေဝလုံးဝစီပေယောစကနဤရှိကလုံးကယွံပလုံးဒီမာတဝေဂျေလူဝဉာဏ်နဲ့သိရင်ပြောပါဘာယွံပရိကြေဝလုံးဒီချင်းထားရဆုံးကတုပ်ကြီးမာတဝေဂျေလူကြီးကိလံပရယံဟောစရတဲ့ဒုနီသမ္ပရိကြေရှိဆောင်ကြောင်းသသမေသတ္တကပေယောဝဇ္ဇတံဟောကြည့်တသုံးကြည့်ဝဇ္ဇညီကညီသမေယံပါတံညုမေသမေသမ္ထမောယံပန္တရိယေနယောတိညီကြည့်ယွံပလုံးညီကညီနောယံပယံတကရိညီနောယံပညီနောယံပရသုံးဤထာရောကြည့်ချေပရကျေယုတရှုကိုကရိတိယေနယောသမေသတ္တကပေယောဝဇ္ဇတံသုံးကြည့်ဝဇ္ဇညီကညီသမေရှင်တထာယံပရသုံးနာယံတော့ဘတော်မီကိုချပရယောရီစဝတ္တမစုကတံကတံစကန်တိတာကိုကြည့်ချူရောင်းယူပါယယူလီတော်ရကိုပေးဩဇရစေကြည့်တော့ဘရင်တင်ကြီးတုံးကြီးအတိကြီးစတော်တော့ဘယူလီတော်ဘထောက်ရှိကိုတုံးကြီးဩဇရစေကြည့်တော့မီကိုချပါမွန်စွရင်ပရင်သူတော့ဘတော်မီကြီးချပရယောလာဟောဒါတုံးကြီးဩဇရကြီးသိတော့ဘထားတော့ဒါတပ္ပထမုတံရပ္ပသံကြီးဒါတပ္ပထရောညီတပ္ပထရောညီကယွံပလုံးညီကတော့ကြီးပါသမ္ကွေတပ္ပယွံပရကြပါလုံးကိုငွကြည်ညာနဲ့ရှိပါဂျလူကြောင့်သမ္ကွေတွေသမ္ကွေကယနောစဝကြည်တတ်တယ်ကြီးဆောင်ဆောင
် Now we come into another point to be discussed and this is what exactly is the substantial cause for establishing the illusory body and again one point that came up in one of the questions appears in this particular part of the text so the question is what is the reason for the impure illusory body dissolving when the actual clear light is generated because we say that the substantial cause of the impure illusory body is the metaphoric clear light later on the actual clear light will become manifest and when this happens the impure illusory body will dissolve into that actual clear light. So what is the reason for that? Now Om Pelden replies that if we look at the notes of the teachings of Kedrup Je, it states that when the actual clear light first dawns, the winds which are the mount of the primordial awareness of metaphoric clear light become extremely subtle, and by the strength of that, the impure illusory body also condenses and dissolves into clear light. So the primordial awareness, which is the metaphoric clear light, is carried by certain winds, right? And these winds are actually the substantial cause for the impure illusory body. When those things become very subtle, then you see that the impure illusory body itself dissolves into clear light. However, both the metaphoric clear light of the final mental isolation and the actual clear light are fundamental minds. So, in a sense, they're both equally subtle, right? And similarly, both the winds that are the mounts of those two are fundamental winds. So again, the winds of that carry the metaphoric and the actual clear light, they're fundamental. They're both subtle winds. Therefore, one analyzes how a gross and subtle differences exist. So we say they're both subtle, they're both equal in being fundamental, but there is some difference there. Although both the metaphoric clear light of the mental isolation and the actual clear light are similar in being extremely subtle fundamental minds, there is a difference in their being conceptual and non-conceptual, right? Because we had that thing asked as a question yesterday, what was the difference between the metaphoric clear light and the actual clear light? They're both very subtle. One is conceptual, the example clear light, and the other one is non-conceptual, which is the actual clear light. So this is their difference.
ဝကြည်တဤစီတို့ကြည်ကံဤသူဂျေတေနာ 我觉得被经济当被经济跟从不上，我得被经济我人不认得嘛，上一万的。但经济可的，一些都是跟你距离，这么当吃大了，是不？被经济经从不上的，他经济上就话我被经济我们的人不认得嘛，但人家家一万的。 对了，就，就旅游自己，人民各自己，人民旅游自己的，对，下朝都几个，旅游门店的，我觉得，龙龙城的茶木呢，什么城的茶木，我怎么认定的？就什么城的茶木，我的个人是个很久些见识，龙龙城的茶木的年龄，对我反正就对我也没认得，对了，龙什么咱们的都经常个个人接班呢。 我就第一个，第二个，各地那样，家长个各男性就应该有发热的，第二样养老当年老伙子，我觉得现在嘛，就那就，搿是个养老啊，我觉得那下面当的，现在就那下面当，我在下面，等你不得几万，等你刚刚创定的，然后就小人了，我是没男性个，我在乡子，在下面都是说刚刚有定的，养老当年，年老长养。 就肉不溜，我买一把，俺是咱们的，没把盐都几米么几米么打不着，这被当铺的几米么打不着。等你各样吃饭呢，吃得多，但一路个固定，加上个跟着我去一把盐都，点这个么就，如果有啥么吃不中的，那给单位的有几，那干那有啥的，就，不然，吃上就吃，各位有啥了，单位今年的下个月别点那些盐定。
Now, the last line in this paragraph says, since all gross and subtle conceptions together with their winds must dissolve at the time of the actual clear light, then the winds that are the mounts of conception and act as the direct substantial cause of the illusory body must also dissolve. Now, we continue by entering this part of the text that gives us 12 examples to work with in order to understand better the clear light. So it says, the illusory body. Concerning the illusory body, the compendium of Vajra Primordial Awareness states the 12 examples, such as the illusory, the moon in water, and so on, to illustrate the illusory body. Now remember that we state that in order to achieve, to attain this illusory body, we must have a substantial cause, and the substantial cause for that is very subtle wind. And at the same time, we have a coactive condition, which is the metaphoric light of the metaphoric clear light. Now, we're going through the examples with some explanation. It says, when it is generated as the body of Vajradhara from mere winds and minds, so this indicates the substantial cause and the coactive conditions, it is like an illusory person, since it is nothing but mere wind and mind, though it is complete in all the main and secondary limbs. Here, when we talk about the main and secondary limbs, we are describing the aspect of the deity that possesses the two arms, the two legs, and the head. And within that, we also, these are the main limbs, and within that, we also have the secondary limbs, such as the joints and the fingers, for example, and so forth. But it is like an illusory person, because it's nothing but wind and mind, very subtle wind and mind. So that's the first analogy. The second analogy says that it is like the reflection of the moon in water, since it pervades everywhere. The same way that the moon is in the sky and it pervades everywhere, it can be reflected in all suitable surfaces, such as any body of water or any mirror or any window or anything like that. Similarly, this particular type of body pervades everywhere. Also, it says, the example number 3, it is like a hallucinated shadow body of a man, since it lacks flesh and bones, etc. It is very subtle, but it does not, although have the full appearance of the body, it does not have the flesh and the bones. So it is like the shadow body.
ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့တင်ရရင်ပဲရင်တတ်ပြီးကျင်ကြီးပဲကျင်ကြီးတည်းဆိုဒီအောင်နာကျင်ကြီးဝဒတ်တူသင်အစုံစင်းရေးရင်ပြီးပါတော့စုံစင်းတောင်ဖို့ဟောတဲ့တင်တဲ့တင်တဲ့တောင်ဟောတဲ့တင်ဤတာဂျီတဲ့စုံစင်းကြီးကပြီးကြပါတော့ငါကဒုဘစုံဘုဒ္ဓတန်တင်ရမယ်ရင်တော့ကြည်ကြီးကရုပ်ပြီးမကြည့်တာဘောစီဒါမကြည့်ကြတဲ့ဒီကြီးရှင်းမတော်တပ်ထပ်ပါရင်နာကြီး ချစ်ချစ်ကဒီပါနော်ကြီးမရယိုးယိုးချစ်ကဒီပါရင်သူကြီးကရွေးနော်ချမ်းကြီးမကြည့်တာပဲရေးစီညီချင်းလူတီတေးပြေချာဟောတော့လုံးစုံတန်တဲ့ပလူရင်ပါတင်လို့မလမ်ကလူရပါလီဆွတ်သူချေပါမလမ်ကလူတာပဲရေးစီဒါမလမ်ကလူဆောင်လို့ကြီးကရစကိုကွန်ဆိုချေပါကျင်းရင်မလမ်ကလူဆောင်လို့တပ်ပချင်လန်ဒုံယောင်းယံပြီးပါလီညောင်းကြီးမလမ်ကြီးလူရပါဆောင်လို့ အမဇိကြီးကရဇကိုထမင်းမစကြီးကြီးပါလေဒါဒီအမဇိအောင်တော့ဒါသွန်ဒီဒွန်းစကြီးဟိုတဲ့တသောကြီးမလမ်ကလူစကြီးအတင်းအောင်ရင်ကကြီးကရဇကိုသူရပါကလူတီမီတင်ဟိုတဲ့တင်ရရင်ပဲရင်သူမလမ်ကြီးလူတောင်းငါပါဒါတနည်းနာမကြီးလူရပါတေတော့လူထမိုးတင်ကြီးကဂျစ်တင်ကြီးကွန်ဆောင်ကြီးကဂျစ်ကြီးရင်ပြီးပါတော့နာမကြီးလူတောင်ဂျစ်ကြီးတော့တောက်ကြောင်
So from amongst those 12 examples, we have already presented the first group of three. There are four of those groups, and now we are continuing with examples number 4, 5, and 6. So it says that it is like a mirage, since it moves in each moment. And here, by the term mirage, we describe this phenomenon where on a hot day, from a distance, it can appear that you have simmering, you can almost see that there is water and that there is this simmering appearance, although there is nothing like that there. So it says it's like a mirage, since it's moved like that. Then it says, it is like, the fifth one, it is like a dream body separated from the gross body in a dream, since it is a body established from mere wind and mind. Now, we have here the example of the dream body, because here the dream body is considered to be, again, an example of a subtle body that arises from within the gross body at the time of sleep. Another occasion, another example that can fall into that is like the subtle body of a ghost, which can be related, is similar to that. And then finally we have number six, which says, it is like an echo, since it appears to others, though it belongs in the same continuum as the maturational body. The analogy here with the echo is that you have the original sound, and once the original sound is proclaimed, you can have, let's say, waves of that, and eventually you end up with the echo. But the echo is very similar to the original sound. It is connected with the original sound. So here the emphasis is placed on the fact that this subtle body still belongs in the same continuum as the original gross maturational body.
Only that the Rayan Bayan did that, Jimmy Pitching, you know, ဟုတ်တယ်တနည်းဓာတ်အရိစုံစင်းစီဒါစုံစင်းစံပါတီဟိုတဲ့ဓမ္မတော်ကြီးပါကွာစံပေါ်တည်ရင်ပဲရင်တန်တနာတရားနာကတိစီဒါဂျလူကဂျလူကကတိနတန်တော်တင်ပြချင်ကိုရစီတင်ကြရင်ကွန်ထရီဆိုတာဓမ္မလည်းရင်ကိုလို့ထရီဆိုတာဟိုတဲ့သုံးနေတစီတောင်ကြည့်တာပဲရေဟိုတဲ့ညတစီကြည့်ဒီစပပါဘာဒိုဝါတဆို ကရစကိုအကျဇူရဖတ်သောအကျညောင်းထုတ်ကြွေးရပါမယ်တက်တက်ဆန်ကြီးရင်ပဲရင်သူတဇဘာစီဒီစပပါဒုဟာသုမစီကြီးကရစကိုတောင်းချစ်စီကြီးဒီအကျဇင်းရဲ့ချက်စတဲ့လက်ချလာလမ်းဆောင်ရေခရုံးကတောင်းချစ်ဒီတက်တနစနေချောက်ထုတ်ကြွေးရပါတော့အကျပဲနအကျအယောင်ချက်ကိုချပတ်သောဖြစ်နေတဲ့တဲသောမှာ tomba share ne jona ramsang ji yer khashi wa don nyam de uma ang le ri ri jam na tzi tong ji chakumari song song yu wari yo tma na ji ramsang ten ngam no wa chul ku yu na ten chama tzi no wa chitu ri ri lu za ga ji tomba ma yin ba uma ang gushin ji la za ga yin na tzi tong ji chak ma tba wo ji tzi tong ji chak tba yin na ti tan la chul ba yin na tza khron zi ji tong jin de wo de yang jin de wo yu wari de la yang ji ဒီကွေဝါမာရဝဒိနေယံသူအော်ဒါတဇိတောင်ကျစ်တာပဲတင်းရတင်းခွန်ပတ်တီတော့တင်းပတ်ခရောင်းညီကညံ့ညံ့တမတရားတော်ယံသူအော်ဒါပိဒံပတ်ဒါယောင်းကြည့်ရင်ကြောင့်တမန်တော်ရာတိမှုထွတ်တာပဲဟောကြည့်တာမှုထွတ်ကတင်းမို့တာပဲဒီနပိကြပါဟောကြည့်တာဒီနပိကြပါဒီဒီကွေဝါဒီခီခါတော့နံပါတ်ငါသဘာမေကြောင့်မန္တိပါ
Now, we have already presented the first six examples in two categories of three, and now we continue with the next group of three, seven, eight, and nine. The seventh example says that it is like the city of Gandharas, since it is the supporting and supported mandala of that body. Now, when we talk about the city of Gandharas, we talk about those smell eaters, which are beings, which are bardo beings. The beings in the bardo state are actually beings that, since they have such a subtle body, they cannot be supported by any gross substances. They are subtle themselves. And it says that they feed on the smells of foods rather than food themselves. And this is how the name originates. They're called the smell eaters. And it is said that they are, let's say their aggregation or their collection or their cities are established instantaneously. And this is also the reason why, for example, when we want to make water offerings, we have to be very careful with the water bowls. The water bowls need to be, when they are emptied, they need to be turned upside down. And before they're used, one needs to recite the syllables Om Mahum into them. Once you recite the syllables Om Mahum, you're actually purifying them and you're making sure that the smell eaters are not establishing a whole city within your offering bowl. If you don't do that, they actually do establish themselves in the water, in the bowl itself, and later when you pour the water, you're actually destroying their abode. So that would be inappropriate. So, it is said, when we give this analogy of the city of the Gandharas, the smell eaters, you have to understand that simultaneously you establish a whole city with a number of abodes, of houses, as well as their inhabitants. So it says, in a similar way, when you establish the illusory body, you are establishing the whole mandala, which is the inestimable mansion, and the deities within that. So this is how we can see the analogy, the seventh one. We come to the eighth one, which says that it is like an apparition, since it is one but appears as many. And the ninth one, it is like a rainbow, since the five colors of the body appear unobstructed and unmixed. So we have here a reminder of the colors, of the display of the five rays of colors.
ဖြစ်ကြတဲ့ဒီလိုရင်ဘယ်ရင်ဒီတဲ့ပြင်းကြီးကနော်နေတဲ့စံသင်စံပါတီတွေ့နေတဲ့စံသင်ယူဝန်သမာတီတဲ့ညကျွားတော့ကြည့်ကြည့်ကြီးကြီးတဲ့ကြီးကြီးဒီစံပေါ်ဒီရင်ဘယ်ရင်ဒီတန်းဒီအောင်နာနာမင်းကြီးဘုံပွင့်နောင်းနောင်းနာနေပါနော်လူတော့ဘုံနောင်းနာနေဒီယူဝါဒီတွင်းကြီးစံနေလောင်းကြပါတော်ဝတ်တဲ့လောင်းဒီတွင်းကစံနေယူဝါဒီဒီ ကြည့်ကြည့်ကြည့်လာချိုးတယ်မှာကျင်ထားရောင်းလောင်စံဒီမှာတော့လောက်ကနောင်လာချက်မရနမ်တို့ကိုယူပါရင်သူဟောကြည့်တာပြကြပါလောင်ကြပါတာဘောဒါတနည်းတယောက်ကပြကြည့်ကြည့်ဟာဒီတုံးပုံမောင်ဒီထုတ်ကြည့်ကြောင့်ရင်ပါနဲ့ချင်းသိတုံးဝဲချလီချိုးတယ်တော်တာဘောဟောကြည့်တဲ့ပြနေကြည့်ဂျမ်စုချင်းဘိုးရင်ကခေါင်းကြည့်ကြတော့ချီရောင်းချင်းချင်းကိုကြည့်ရည်ဒီဂျမ်စုဘာလို့ဒီနမ်ကျင်တာချိကချကနမ်ကျင်တာကြည့် ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒ
Now we come to the last three remaining examples. The tenth one, it says that it is like lightning in the midst of clouds, since it abides inside the aggregates of the maturation body. So you know how you can have the formation of clouds and suddenly in an instance you can see the lightning that subsides after that. So it says similarly, you have this maturational body and within that you can have, in a flash, you can manifest this illusory body, this subtle body. The 11th example says that it is like a bubble erupting in extremely clear water, since it arises suddenly from within the empty state. If we look at the example of an ocean, the water of an ocean, you can have the ocean when it is still, and you can also have, let's say, the waves of the ocean. They're both made out of water. They're made out of the same water, but they are different appearances at different times. So it says here the similar thing, analogy can be carried over, because this body arises, that is, from within the empty state, like a bubble almost, like a wave from within the empty state. And the last one, which is the 12th example, it says it is like the appearance of a reflection of Vajradhara in a mirror, since it is complete in all main and secondary limbs.
Ori da dina yinba yin, di dan sam dini ja, dini yon ji, dwa riyo na yon di lan,
yipunan. Alright, so we will stop with the presentation here, and we will allow about half an hour for questions and answers. I have some questions accumulating here in written form, so if you don't mind, I will just read one of those and then go into the live ones. So, is the navel chakra in this system at the navel, or is it four finger widths below, as it is in the six yogas of Naropa? And we shall take up longer also. Tewa tsankori yorwa, tewa tsankori koraki, tewa tela yorwes, yamana tewa ola, sormu shi ola yorwes. Kavadus.
Ori dadi, tewa tsankori di, jida tewa, jida karasigo.
Actually, it is at the navel itself, so it is not below the navel. It is at the navel. Okay. Next step.
The 13th example here, the example of what, like a city of Gandharvas, does that mean that the illusory body actually arises as the whole supported mandala also, not just the oneself as the deity?
Right, so from amongst those 12 examples, we have one that says that it is like the city of the smell eaters. And if it is like this, does it imply that the illusory body is not just the body of the main deity, but rather the whole mandala, the whole lot?
It says, since it is the supporting and supported mandala.
Now
Rinpoche was saying here that we need to make a distinction between the illusory body itself and the person, the practitioner, who has manifested the illusory body. And when we talk about the illusory body itself, this is a subtle body, and this one can manifest, can take on various aspects. It can take the aspect of one deity, of all the entourage, of the whole mandala, of the inestimable mansion, and so forth. Does that cover it? When we talk about the three types of activities or the three types of conduct, they are said to be the elaborate one, the very elaborate one, and the one which is not at all elaborated. And there are various activities taken, assumed by the yogis who are practicing. They are for the sake of enhancing one's practice. They can be done at the level of generation stage. They can be done at the level of completion stage. There are different degrees of elaborated activities or the lack of those elaborated activities in order to help enhance one's practice, to take some benefit. More benefit out of the
practice. ဝဇိတံတင်္ဒကံတာထဝဒတင်္ဒကံရှုပန်စေကဒီဝတိထူကြီးကိုရှုပါသည်။သူမိကိုရှုပါစေကြည့်သည်ယောင်ဝဇိတံတင်္ဒကံကရထဝန္တာသောဂရဇေမကွေဝဝေငေါနိဝဇိတံယောင်ရှုပါစီယာကြည့်ပါရီတင်္ဒချန်တူမိကိုရှုပါစေကြည့်သဘာရောင်းနိတင်္ဒမကုံမီတင်းဆန်ကြည့်သည်ဇောတိကျံဘုရှိပါလာကြောင့်ပါရောဝဇိတံယောဇိကျံဘုရှိပါလာသည်
Now, to give you some examples of these different types of contacts or activities, if you are engaging in this elaborate activity, it will be like taking part in, in a play, right? In a drama. So you would have to dress up, to put the mask, to recite certain verses, to perform. It's actually a performance. You're dressed up for a performance, and this is why it is called activity with elaboration. You can practice.
Hymns.
Singing as well is included. Then you can practice at another level where you do not actually need to dress up and sing and recite and so forth in a more, modest way. And finally, we have the one which is completely without any elaboration. And an example of that was the conduct of Arya Shantideva, a being who had actualized a very high level on the path. And yet, when ordinary beings were observing...
At the level of ground.
When ordinary beings were examining his activities, it seemed that he was only doing three things, which was eating, sleeping, and defecating. So that seemed to be an activity without any elaboration at all. And there is actual particular, there is a term for that in Sanskrit of a being who only engages in those three activities, the Vishikua, something like that. It's a Sanskrit term for that, only three activities.
Mahasiddha
Tilopa, he was perceived as being asleep for 12 years, but little people didn't. So he was perceived to be asleep for 12 years, but people didn't really understand that he remained for 12 years in uninterrupted, single-pointed concentration on emptiness. And there was the other Mahasiddha who was known by the name the Deer Hunter. He was residing in the area close to Bodh Gaya, and he was saying he was capable with one arrow to kill 100 deers. And then he would sit down and have a feast and consume the flesh, and then snap the fingers, and they would just be revived and get up again.
And they run away.
Yeah, they run away.
Is it possible to reach that isolated mind, example, clean light and impure visual body with a view other than the personality, like Shita Mantra or Sambhasita?
Alright, so is it possible to reach the state of clear light, of illusory body, of mental isolation, impure illusory body, and metaphoric clear light, you're saying, yeah? And impure illusory body, metaphoric clear light, mental isolation. Can those stages be achieved with a view other than the prasangika view? It is said that it is possible for, there are examples of different Mahasiddhas who seem to have attained states like that by relying, let's say, on the mind-only view. But it is said that holding the mind-only view is a temporary view. Eventually they progress and they move into the middle way consequent school view. That is the final view.
That
To give you an example, the great master Atisha relied on Srilimpa in Indonesia for many years and received many advice on the generation of bodhicitta. So definitely they developed this relationship of master and disciple. Lama Srilimpa on his own was holding the mind-only view, and this was from this point of view he gave all his presentation. But Lord Atisha is someone who was holding the middle way consequence view.
From a purified view at that point, if one doesn't have already.
So if one has reached the example clear light and one has attained the impure illusory body and still has not adapted the final prasangika middle way consequence view, would that be the time where one would have to change?
Da ma tape gulu tan pe yo se lepe kavla tena te gala ya konso uma tengiro wa kita wa des zimgoro wa se tsam diro wa se
Oji da tsam dani yin dani son ju yon la ser kayo amari di Oji da jilu dan tsu kamna ju ta wa sam zamba dan tina parji yu kumindu Da te yin chi ju ni yara Oji da ju Mama Tava, the Yanji, and Mama Tanjiro Tava, she died, and she'll be suddenly, she'll be secret of good in general. Mijiangu, sir.
Rinpoche says we can't really say what is the limit or what is the actual point where we are switching over from one view to the other. It is definitely possible that one has illusory body on the basis of the mind-only view. But later on, you know, due to one's practices, due to one's contact, there has to be a shifting of the view.
Now,
it is said that actually when we examine practitioners, it is interesting to see the two important things, the two aspects. One is the aspect of view that they have, and the other aspect is the aspect of their conduct, of their practice. And it is said that those beings who have very pure, very refined contact actually receive, through the blessing of that, they're capable of being introduced to the right view from higher beings. So even if they were to have a view which would be not the most refined one, by coming into the presence of the deities, of the enlightened beings would introduce them to the right view through the merit of their pure conduct.
Now,
And also we can see many examples in biographies of holy beings, how this actually took place. If we look at Arya Asanga, remember how he remained in retreat for so many years, and eventually he directly met Buddha Maitreya. When he met Buddha Maitreya, he was carried into the pure land, and for many years, the most extensive, the most profound teachings were bestowed on him. Another good example comes from the biography of Lama Tsongkhapa. We know that Lama Tsongkhapa had a special connection with his own deity, Manjushri. But in the beginning, he needed to rely on an interpreter. He needed to rely on Lama Rindawa, who was kind of the intermediate being between facilitating the communication between the deity and Lama Tsongkhapa himself. But nevertheless, after a while, Lama Tsongkhapa had progressed so much that he could have this direct access to Manjushri himself. They developed this relationship of a student that a student has with a life teacher, and he could directly ask the points, and he could clarify even the minor doubts, the more subtle points, and so forth. And that was possible because the conduct of Lama Tsongkhapa at that point was so vast and so pure that he could then have this direct access. And we can find references of those events in different instances of prayers composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So we have these lines of Lama Tsongkhapa where he says, in life after life, may I be taken care directly by the deities themselves. And that is a reference to that event. And later on, we have another reference of the prayer, which is called Good in the Beginning, the Middle, and the End. And in that, again, Lama...
The text expressing the realization that the life of the Mala is meaningful. That text.
And again, in that, the great Lama Tsongkhapa says that whatever he has attained was only through the kindness of Manjushri himself. So he said, I was capable of hearing so much Dharma, both Sutra, both Tantra, and that was through the kindness of Manjushri. I was...
By listening and reflecting, and able to follow this, by the kindness of the Manjushri.
In the beginning, I had this great opportunity of listening to all these dharmas due to the kindness of Manjushri. In the middle, I was capable of reflecting with special power, again through the power of Manjushri. At the end, I was capable of meditating and generating the realizations. It was all due to the kindness of Manjushri himself.
There was another instance where the great masters Chandrakirti and the great master Chandragomin were going to have a debate. They were actually holding different views. The master Chandrakirti was holding the middle way consequent view, and the master Chandragomin was holding the mind only view. So it was coming, the debate came to a head, and one day Master Chandrakirti actually walked down into the abode of Master Chandragomin in order to finally settle the debate. Now, Master Chandragomin had actually a statue of Chenrezig, and the statue of Chenrezig at that point moved a finger and indicated to Master Chandragomin, this is where you should look for your answer in the text. And Master Chandrakirti perceived that, and he said, what about me? How could you only be helping him? And the answer that was given to him, well, you've got Manjushri to help you. Okay. To complete that question, yeah.
To complete that, so yes, because that stage, one does need the uncontracted bodhicitta, right? One does need the uncontracted bodhicitta. So what happens to the mind in the uncontracted bodhicitta? What's the difference? Why do you need this uncontracted bodhicitta to get to the purification of the self-explanation?
So to reach the point of impure illusory body, one needs to have uncontrived bodhicitta. Why is that so? Matakwe ki lu tobe ki chie tu teng e la chanchu ki sem juma ma yinba kye o res. Di jumsen kare res.
Ori ji da madawa juli toba la di da gugurwa. Madawa Julu said, Tashiva Yamne, Tedenjiko Teni Togu Yuari, Shanjibji Santa Mumagua, Madawa Julu Toyago, Santa Matina Yang, Ngoji, Ojida, Jolam Tu, Semo Zoba, the Chinchako, Tiauni, Tindakjiko Kami Togu Yuai, and Jolam Gamond, Tanam Dugu, Tanam Layan, Tanam Chene Chansam Yuari. Tonam Chang, Tonam Gazam, Lamni Sambala, Shanjib Jisim Kimama Yamaji, Jela Majina, Tabachim Lamna Zikuya Maruwa.
Well, of course, you need bodhicitta in order to attain the impure illusory body, because, as we say, the impure illusory body is a body that will be attained during one's tantric practices. One will be at the path of preparation. Heat, peak, patience, supreme mundane dharmas in this particular stage. But prior to reaching the path of preparation, one would have to go through the path of accumulation, which again has three stages, the small, the medium, and the great. And prior to that, before anyone's practice becomes a path, one needs to generate bodhicitta, right? One needs to have entered into these practices. So it's like the door, the entrance, the beginning.
So the level of the achieved this tantric stage, this isolation of mind, the impure clear light. So the isolation of mind, the clear light, of example, so that where you achieve this is the fourth level of the preparation path, the Supreme Dharma. So that's the level where you achieve this. That's why there's need bodhicitta before.
It seems there's one persistent one.
At the time of death, when the death visions are occurring, is there any general length of time that the visions last? For example, the mirage would last for 1 minute or 10 seconds or 1 hour, something like that. And then when we get up to the other visions of clear light, do they last for any particular time in general? And is there any length of time between the visions, like between the mirage and the next vision, is there some amount of time? And also, if a person does not recognize the first vision, or the second vision, is it possible for them to recognize the latter visions?
So the question is about the visions that appear at the time of death. What is the duration of individual visions? Is there a gap between the visions? And if you miss, let's say, the first set of visions, is it possible to later on recognize and realize that at least you're at the second phase where the visions are continuing? That's the question. Rimuchila di shikalaga de ngonozu di nawa mintawa sharge yores di kam mintawa shi dune ta de wange ta senan la jam mintawa nawa mintawa sharge yores ta tambu ta sa chuna la timbegi nawa dine tene chu mena la timbegi nawa teberla tutsu kare ta partong rabuchi yores tene nawa re la ki tutse khachu ring la dangres dinde jia yorwes
hori aji da di ji kan se go ti su dan de ren thon de de yin se chang song yo ma ri di da di kon so 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 la yang ji ji kan se go so su zu pu ni dan dan sang kam ching kam ge ni dan dan din da ge to ge chen de wo nyo yu ku yu sa ma ri wa ren thon de wo kai xi ya de ren bo yu ding kai xi ya thon thon yu ding wo da din da yu yu sa ge ri yang ji nyo bu nyo bu chang ji yu du yang ti ngun de wo ma san ba pe na ji nyo la bo ka zo nyo wa tan ba ta nyo bu ji chang ge yu wa ri di de ma zu chang no wa de wo sha ri ya chang yu wa ma ri wa de ni ji me ka ji ge zu go ngo ma zo di de xin yu ku yu wa ri ta tian song ma ji operation ji na ji chu ji go ni zakab jam ne si tem ba me ra zo sa di na no ma yu wa ma ra ma ta di ngo ma ye na ji xiao chu ji de ne ji di na ji ka ji go ji na sang kam chang kam de zo tem ba ta de xia yong ge si wo da di ne xin yong yong ku yu wa ri
yan bu ji la de tam bo na wa tam bo ni pa su ba di de ta dro cha ne ngar so ngo ma sin wa yi na ta te je la de ta na wa khar lam ba la su ba sar wa ka ba la tam bo si ngo ma sin ba che je la si de ngo sin yo si gi ro es
ngo ri da de ji ti ka de di na za shu chen bu ge ji ji ju di ni da yang na za di do si jang chang ne din de yang se ba yin du ji na zai xu qian bu yu na yang ma ti bian ma tu ni de ge ma tou din de wu yang na zai din jiang shang din de zhen de ba din de yang bu yu zai de ba din de yin bei yin de ji ben jian lu zhan qi yin ge ba du ge de se go ni sun de ji wa de ba ji nan ji wa de su din de ge nyam ne qi ni jiang de qi ni de zo ji de che ge la ge na ju xu de bu ma yang wa de de zo wo de ji de ba zhen ne ma ma ni zo ne ma mo lam de ta wo de din din de no yang bu yu wa yin de ti din de ge che ba de yu ge yu sa de wa
Then Rashi is replying to that everything depends on the body of the person who is passing away. It depends on their constitution, it depends on the state that their elements of earth, water, fire, wind and so forth are at that particular time. And these are the things that will determine the duration of those visions. For some people they will be quick, for some people it will be slower, some people will be able to recognize them, some people will not be able to recognize them. And a lot depends, let's say, on the quality of your death. Sometimes they just happen too quickly, or sometimes you're just too sick to recognize those. Now, we have a similar occasion where And these visions appear, but they come up so quickly that usually we're not aware of them. And this is at the time where we go to sleep. They appear, they dawn every time, but they come and go so quickly that we're not aware of them. Now, there is another case. You know that these days when we go through operation, of course, you're given the injection of usual, whatever, either local or, let's say, total anesthetic. But it used to be a time where people had to undergo operation without going through, without losing consciousness, right, through the anesthetic. And it was said that at that time some people were reporting having the visions of the dissolution of the earth, the water and so forth, of the elements. So there are different occasions where these things come occur. Now, what was your other question?
Yeah, there's no guarantee in that. And then the other thing was that if you miss some of them, could you later on at least recognize that there are some remaining? And Rumisha was saying, again, it depends how sick you are, how well you are, whether you have good recollection. It will really vary from one individual to the other, but usually there's not too much the ability to recollect things is not so good at that time, and this is why Panchen Losan Chuki Gyaltsen has composed this particular prayer in which it says, you know, there's the wish of all the yogis, all the practitioners, may I be able to recognize and recall and retain each one of those stages at the time of death. We make special prayers so that we'll be able to do that.
So this prayer to be free from the danger of the intermediate stage path. So there's a special prayer composed by Benjamin Johnson. So there says that there's a prayer that to be able to recognize this the appearances, you know, the absolutions, these appearances, to be able to recognize without being tortured by the karmic appearance or the sicknesses and so forth. So there's the importance to bring that prayer.
Only that something
to do. All right, we will stop here for today.